It's time to get real, reality TV aficionados. Welcome to the Giorgio Says Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Giorgio Takanakis, and I'm here serving you the juiciest updates on all your favorite reality shows weekly, as well as the hottest pop culture trends, and even exclusive interviews that will leave you wanting more. This podcast will keep you on the edge of your seat. We definitely need to talk about this. The Giorgio Says Podcast starts now.
All right, my friends, what is happening on this beautiful, well, hopefully it's beautiful where you are, Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. We're in the midpoint of the week, my friends. We have made it to the midpoint of the week. It is May 1st. I haven't actually seen that meme, you know? I didn't see that Justin Timberlake meme. You know, the one that's like, it's gonna be May. Okay. What are we here for today? Well, we're recapping Vanderpump Rules, Season 11, Episode 14, titled For Old Tom's Sake. I'm going to just be honest with you guys. This recap's going to be a bit all over the place just because I picked up a lot of key highlights throughout the episode. It did feel a bit long for me, if I'm honest. There was a lot of filler this episode, a lot of transitioning of getting the group from LA to San Francisco. But one thing that really, really stood out to me in this episode was Sheena. And Sheena really does not know how to read the room sometimes. And although I understand and can empathize that she's, you know, missing her friendship with Sandoval and she's mad that he did something so horrific to another friend of hers and to his partner of about almost a decade, that has now put her in a situation where she feels like she has to choose. Okay, so let's stop right there. That in and of itself is just selfish to me, because right is right and wrong is wrong. Let's give this some time to cool off. You are coming in real hot with making this about you. You have done this from the beginning of the season starting. You've always found some way to insert yourself. And if someone were to watch this season without any context clues, they would assume, and I would put money on this, they would assume, and again, no context, they have no idea what Scandoball is, just watching this season, who do you think people would think was cheated on? Would it be Ariana or would it be Sheena? I'm going to say most people are going to lean towards Sheena. Why? Because Sheena's acting more reactive about this when it's Ariana that's had to bear all the pain and the embarrassment and the betrayal, all the while trying to pick up the pieces of her life. And yes, she's getting these great opportunities. Yes, that's great. But two things can be true at the same time. All these good things could be happening. Yes, that does not mean that she does not have issues to unpack when it comes to this relationship that she was in with Sandoval. And it doesn't help matters when Sandoval continues to antagonize her or say things unnecessarily when he hasn't even apologized for anything. He hasn't taken accountability for anything. And all he seems to really care about is patching up his friendship with Sheena, and Sheena the same. She's trying to find a loophole with Ariana here. How can I get her to be okay with me being friends with Tom? Because let's be clear, she's going to do it regardless. She's going to do it regardless. So that really stood out this episode. Another thing that confuses me about Sheena is, you know, one minute she is saying something snarky about Ariana in her interviews, or she's kind of being a little sidesteppy about being upfront and honest about her feelings, as self-absorbed as they are. She won't really come to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to say it that loudly from your chest in an interview, you should be able to look your friend in the face and say it with the same energy, because you really do feel that way. And so you going around and kind of, it feels like you're not really anyone's friend. The only friend you really are concerned with is Sandoval. So much so is that, you know, we end the last episode with Sheena essentially about to really rip Sandoval's throat out for reminding her that at one point in her life, she was a mistress as well. Then we're at Kyle Chang's jewelry store, and here come the tears. Sheena with the tears. You've been my only friend. You're the only one that's ever been there for me. You're the only one that's had my back. He sent her the PayPal money. Whatever, Sheena. Okay, we get it. He's been a great friend to you. So if that's what you needed, great. But then at Lala's, you know, birthday party, which, by the way, was really funny when Lala and Katie were at Lala's apartment and Lala FaceTimes Sandoval while he's with Sheena at the jewelry store to let him know that she's disinviting him from inviting him to her birthday party. But the minute Lala confirms, oh, is she, you're hanging out with Sheena? That's weird. She was just literally about to rip your throat out the other day. Katie's face said it all. It was like another just point of disappointment. Like, here we go. I was right. Sheena's going to be the first one to cave. Now look. Not even Sandoval screaming at her and reminding her that she was a mistress is enough for her to not go back and somehow finagle away to just be okay with it. But I think that speaks more to who Sheena is as a human than it does. Because to me, I don't feel like I think we've talked about this on the podcast before with regards to Sheena. She's very much about the male validation. But there is something, and a lot of you guys in the comments have called it trauma bonding. And I can see that, where it's like clearly like they come from really like bad spaces. And maybe there's some things that Sheena sees in Sandoval that are stuff that she sees in herself. I'm not quite certain. There's got to be some sort of connection that is keeping her looking away from the debacle. She seems to be more mad that Rachel tried to file a restraining order against her and put her through all that than she is about what actually happened. Like, it just feels a little warped. It feels a little warped. So at Lala's actual birthday party, shout out to Heather McDonald, who got an invite to Lala's birthday party. But at the, you know, party, Lala asks Sheena, she's like, so how was it hanging with Sandoval? And, you know, it would have been fine for Sheena to be like, yeah, it was fine. I mean, we like talked about the music, the performance factor, who's going to take care of the equipment, da 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 da. But then she like boasts almost in the moment and says, well, yeah, he apologized to me. So we just decided we're not going to use the past against each other to move forward. And of course, Ariana's face is like as crunched could be, because it's just like, what kind of bullshit are you talking about, girl? And also, who gives a shit if he apologized to you? Do you really think that Ariana wants to hear that shit when she hasn't gotten an apology from him at all? Do you guys see where I'm going here with this? How she's constantly throwing something out there? It's just in poor taste. I'm sorry. Maybe some of you guys are going to disagree with me. I personally think that part could have been told to Lala separately. Why does Ariana need to hear you boasting about the fact that Sandoval gave you an apology. Who cares? Who cares? Why don't you worry about what's going on in your marriage? Because you seem to keep picking a bone with Brock and you seem to keep having something to say over there. So just worry about that. Why are you so consumed with trying to get your friendship back with someone when you have a full life? You have all these other things that you need to work out at home. So just focus it there. But at the end of this episode, you're out there getting all giddy and excited because he's going to help you with getting your performance because, you know, she's not a real singer. So I don't know. I've never used a wireless mic before. So it's crazy. I've never done sound check before, Sandoval. But then goes into giving some really solid, hitting some solid points that Ariana didn't freeze her eggs for herself. She froze them for the potential both of them starting a family. She didn't just buy a house for herself. She bought a house to build a life there with him. She didn't go to couples therapy for herself. She went to couples therapy because she wanted to work on their relationship and make it work. That is exactly what happened. And I do believe that. And you know, when Sheena's right, she's right, right? You know, we saw this last season when she gave Tom that talking to on his, you know, on her couch, that corduroy couch. God bless her. But she hit some really strong points there too. I even made a TikTok about it. I was blown away. Now, I wasn't as blown away in this moment because, I mean, it's like it doesn't take a rocket scientist to point those things out. But from coming from her, you know, it just really, it does not. It almost feels like they should just be together. Like they are the ultimate Bonnie and Clyde. Like they would burn themselves into the ground singing and fucking dancing to Good as Gold and whatever cover song Sandoval. You know, they would just both be singing their own songs in a car loudly, not caring about the other person's song. So it just, it's interesting. But we do need to discuss Ariana and Katie and this whole something about her situation because, well, first, let's talk about how Lisa Vanderpump always seems to pretend like she's just stumbling in somewhere, like she has no idea, like, oh, she was just walking by and thought, oh, let me stop in here and see if the girls are here. And then she walks in and she's just kind of like she woke up from a nap and anyways, they sit down and they're talking. And the best thing here, at least for me, I love seeing this. Anne is working, helping Katie and Ariana now. So she is working for them. As we know, Sandoval did not like that Anne was talking to Ariana about possibly coming over to work for her. So he did, in fact, let her go. But Lisa Vanderpump's really there to just kind of get to the bottom of, like, what's going on with the restaurant? Where are they with the repairs? What's going on with the opening date? And it's still unclear for them, but it seems that there is issues behind the scene with Penny, who we all have seen at this point, who is originally what I thought was supposed to come on and consult with Katie and Ariana on the menu, the types of sandwiches, the ingredients. She has a long history in that. She has even helped Lisa Vanderpump with her menus in the past. And the interesting thing here is that they don't seem to, it seems that Penny's trying to be greedy now. I think she's trying to take a lot more of the business. When it sounds like initially what she had originally asked for was processed through Katie and Ariana's lawyer and it got approved. But now, coincidentally, Penny is not interested in that deal anymore and wants essentially to have a three-way partnership for the sandwich shop, in which it's confusing because it's like, why are you coming in so hot? Also, I think she's put in for a trademark on something about her, which is also wild. But it is clear, as, you know, respectful as Katie and Ariana were being, they made it clear that they were trying to part ways with her. And look, I would do the same thing. This feels a little bit opportunistic. Penny seems like she's playing on the fact that these two don't necessarily have the restaurant business experience, even though they've worked in them for a long time. It's quite different, I would imagine, opening your own restaurant versus working in one. But just quick update outside of the episode, we do now know we have confirmation officially, because originally the Sun had put out a story that the official opening date was May 22nd for Something About Her, which as of today is 3 weeks away. So start your countdown clocks, my friends. I will hopefully meet you guys there, because I do really want a Greek sandwich with no feta. Don't come for me. I don't like feta. Nonetheless, May 22nd, confirmed. They were on Watch What Happens Live, Katie and Ariana, last night, and they officially are ready to go. So I am excited for them, because there's a lot of people, myself included, at some point in time where I was like, this doesn't look like it's happening. But it is. And I hope it does very well for them. Because, you know, I'm sure they put a lot of money into it at this point. And so I hope that they are able to see a return on their investment, because, you know, as we're seeing with the fellas, they're not having the best luck when it comes to opening up their own places. But I think that's for different reasons, in my opinion. But Ariana has this really interesting conversation with Brock, because Brock, I don't know why he's been put to task on trying to get Ariana to basically absorb all the shit that she's gone through and not say anything left out of her mouth, take the high road. And it's just like, Brock, What are you doing, dude? Why are you trying to school her on this? Like, what? Who put you up to this? Was this Sheena? Like, why are you like? And I'm glad that Ariana pointed out the hypocrisy. It's like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to take the high road, but you guys can go on screaming rants and yell and go the fuck off, and then cue the editor. Because Brock's confused. Like, give me an example. Nar. Example. Editor, replay. So there's like a montage of all these different instances where the guys are all screaming at who? A woman. Their girlfriends. And Ariana's supposed to just take the high road after she's been embarrassed, betrayed, and 9 years of life just ripped out from under her just like that. Yeah, Brock. Same advice goes to you, Brock. I would worry about what's going on in your own home. Okay? Because this isn't it. I'm telling you, this isn't it. Also, I agree with Ariana. You do not have to forgive someone. That is a load of shit. You can move on just fine without forgiving someone. If it's that deep, then if my opinion matters, I give you my cosign on it. I'm not going to tell you need to forgive that person so you feel better about yourself. No. I don't have to do shit. And also, if I'm kind and good to you consistently and you turn around and you do some shit like that, I'm not taking the high road. I'm going to hell. That's a load of shit. Sorry, because I don't understand why that even, like, why is this a conversation? Have we forgotten? Maybe we have. I mean, the man lives with Sheena. He probably thinks Sandoval cheated on her. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like the topic of conversation surrounding Ariana is more about, but it's time to just move on, you know? Because we're good as gold. Look, I think it's really awesome that Ariana and Dan are able to have a connection and that he clearly makes her very happy and very giddy, as we watched in the episode, specifically when they were at dinner. You know, it's clear that she's smitten with him. And when we get to San Francisco, it's also great that he's there with her in theory, but then the entire time they're there, he's nowhere to be found. He's hanging out with his friend. Huh. Now, on one hand, I understand, like, okay, this guy maybe wasn't super comfortable filming too much. Maybe he thought he'd get into it with Sandoval. Maybe that's what would have been coerced. Who knows? Who knows? I do really find it very odd, though, that he was just there doing his own thing while Ariana was filming her show. I also want to point out that this, now I'm not saying anything bad about Dan, I just want to point this out, but I do worry a little bit, and I think, don't come for me, guys, it's just my opinion, but I do find it a little bit alarming and a little bit of a red flag when there's a situation where Dan obviously understands how vulnerable Ariana is after this whole ordeal, right? This relationship really spun into something fairly quickly. I think it was 10 or 12 days they met after this whole Scandoval stuff broke. And when Lala walks into the hotel room, well, first of all, Dan, why are you just out slinging your like 20-inch hair wet out of the shower, wrapping a towel around you in front of your girlfriend's girlfriend? That is weird. Red flag number one. And then Ariana says, oh my gosh, you know what? He's so nice. He ironed all my clothes and like laid them out for me. Now, one of two things could be true here. He's really like anal and like really organized, which he seems to be because he's a trainer and really into fitness. And so that's a very disciplined mindset. That's not a bad thing. And she's a mess. Let's be honest. She's a mess, mess, mess. That house, yikes. Okay. That room, yikes. Okay. Remember chicken satay leftovers on the nightstand the dog got into? Cost her $6,000 for some takeout that she should have just thrown in the trash for free. Anyways, I do find it a little odd in this, like, this over-coddling. Like, I'll do all of these things for you, because a couple things there could be true. He could be doing it because he's just that type of man, or he's doing it to set it up later to then maybe not be this nice. And I worry that she's in a state of mind where, you know, she's kind of still a little cloudy. She's still trying to get her footing after all of this and filming a show and having it be exposed and having like headlines and everyone talk about it. It's just interesting that these are the things that we're seeing. And I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, great. And I do not wish them like I hope he's an amazing guy and they have the best relation. They have the best relationship. I truly mean that. It's just those pieces just didn't sit right with me. And if I'm honest, I feel like Lala felt the same way, but she obviously held a lot to her chest. I'm speculating. I don't have confirmation that Lala really feels that way based on the episode, but based on facial expressions and maybe some of the behavior, it's like, then like, why did you come? Like that, I would have asked, like, oh, you're not coming? Like, well, then why are you here? You know, we're here filming a show. You know what we're doing here. So why aren't you coming to the event? Like, then don't come. It's in or out. I would have opted to not share this publicly, this relationship yet, because I think it just, she needs some time to process, and I don't know if she's been able to do that. There's just so much noise filming the show, the reunion, the headlines, the something about her debacle, the friendships caving. I mean, she said herself watching the show back is like, oh shit, everybody was I feel dumb now. I'm here supporting certain people and they're sitting here making a laughing stock essentially of my situation. So, I mean, it's interesting. So I really do hope Dan is not someone that's going to be an issue. I'll just say that, be an issue for her down the road. I will say in San Francisco, there's a moment where they're all on that boat going under the Golden Gate Bridge. And when those waves start hitting that boat and the boat starts to do the rocking thing, and Ariana's like, my one fear in life is waves. I cannot tell you, every time I've gone to the beach, I get it, the thrill, it's water. But there's something about a wave from far away that you see kind of like roughly like building and then crashing that is so scary to me. It's almost as scary as like I am deathly afraid of heights. Deathly afraid of heights. And I'm just as almost fearful of going out too far where the wave would be too big. I'm also always cognizant because maybe I've seen too many movies where those big waves come and hit and people are already out there and it's too late. You know, you get sucked into it and then you're coming in crashing. Like, and you, I've been hit by waves before, not like big ones. And those, I mean, it's not the worst. Worst, it's not the best either. Like, I'd rather kind of like, so for me, like at the beach, I'd rather have my back to the waves. Like I'll peek and like assess how big this thing is going to be before I stay. But I always stay like a good point away from the actual shoreline so that I can book it if I need to. So I totally am with Ariana with the whole like, and not get me off this boat. Also, she's on the boat with Sandoval. It's like, that is not how you want to go out. Another point why Dan should have been there. Not looking good for Dan. I'm just joking. Maybe. I don't know, actually. I guess we'll have to see more. See how it goes. We'll see how this, when the season's over. We'll see how it progresses. They are long distance. Things are always a little bit different when things are long distance. It has its cons, but it does also have its pros because everyone has their own routines, essentially, and no one's in the same city, so you're not like, you really don't have to prioritize the same time that you would if you were obviously in the same city and you were seeing each other. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but I do wish them the best. It was a little odd watching her be with another guy, for sure. I agree with Lala there. I mean, not bad, but I mean, it'd be like anybody that you've known to be with someone for a long time. 9 years is a long time. And then all of a sudden they pop up and there's someone else that they're being affectionate with, that, yeah, I would be like, whew, give me a second. Also, all that hair, honey, between Ariana and Dan, it's like, who's pulling whose hair? All that shampoo you guys are going to be going through. Yeah, I honestly think that, you know, obviously the season's coming to a close here, so we're all anticipating the reunion essentially, because obviously we know there's some things that went down based on the cryptic things that Lala has shared and some of the headlines that have been out there about it. But ultimately I think we're gonna see things kind of close off here, in my opinion. I just don't know if the show is going to be able to, you know, sustain going further. The show was originally about a group of friends that worked at a bar, and now we're so beyond that. And I wonder. And the reason why I say that is because TMZ reported yesterday that Vanderpump Rules has paused filming for season 12. They usually start filming around this time and film over the duration of the summer. Well, they put a pause on that. And I know the article says that it's to give everyone a break and, you know, people need some downtime. But I think the reality is it's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of, where do we go next with the storylines? Ariana's filming or hosting the show Love Island, which I'm sure played a factor in it. And Lisa Vanderpump is more than likely going to do another season of Vanderpump Villa for Hulu. So I think with schedules and things, I think it's going to put a pause on how they would be able to do it. Because if everyone's got all these other schedules locked in, it's kind of impossible to film with everyone. So it's probably good, honestly, with the way the scheduling has been going. I see a lot of your messages. You guys are freaking out. You're like, this, I've never seen it like this with no housewives. Like, it's really crazy. Don't fear, my friends. This Sunday, that will change because we're getting, a season premiere of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And so it begins. I did post on my Patreon episode yesterday. Was it yesterday? I believe it was yesterday, the day before yesterday. I posted all those receipts regarding Jennifer Aiden being exposed by Melissa's old nose on X slash Twitter. So you guys, if you're interested and want to check it out, you can head over to my Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, I am very excited that officially my Patreon is open, and I want to shout out to all of the new Patreons that have joined. I am very excited. Today there has been a episode of I shouldn't say it has because I'm putting some final touches on it, but it will be coming out today. I am starting a new series as part of my exclusive content for Patreon for you guys. A lot of you guys like when I have gone and done deep dives on different things. So I thought I would do a series called Giorgio Says Investigates, where I go and pick some sort of housewife or fascinating celebrity topic or storyline that really kind of took the media by storm or had a lot of people on the edge of their seats, and kind of dig into that and give you guys more of a rounded up timeline of all the things that went into it, all the speculation, all the back and forth. So the episode that premieres today is on Taylor Armstrong from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So make sure you check that out. I did post the trailer for it. It's on my Instagram, and it's on my Patreon. If you're a free member of Patreon, there are certain things on there that are available for free, as a free Patreon member. I am also doing the rewatch series on Real Housewives of DC, so there'll be another episode coming out tomorrow. And I'm also going to start rewatching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills from season one because after doing the Taylor Armstrong deep dive, I really wanted to kind of go back and start watching season one, season two, just so I can kind of reimmerse myself into that timeline again. But anyways, let me know what your thoughts are on Vanderpump Rules and the season 12 being put on pause. I don't know if that means it's going to be canceled. I really do think it has a lot to do with the conflicting schedules with Ariana and Lisa Vanderpump. So, but the Valley will not be impacted by this. They are going to continue to film the Valley. And let me just say, the Valley's where it's at right now. I do think Lala and Sheena should just go ahead and move on over to that show. It's more their speed. And it makes more sense, honestly. It really does. So, anyways, I'll be releasing my recap on the latest episode of The Valley on my Patreon later today. So make sure you check that out. But I will leave you guys here. And until the next episode, guys, I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your hump day. But I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Giorgio Says. Like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for all the latest updates, go follow Giorgio Says on Instagram. See you next time.